It's called Fashion. Look it up. By 36 Save Files. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom The Untamed. Pairing Wan Yibo, Xiao Zhan. Chapter 1. Xiao Zhan braces himself against the table, wheezing. He glances at Yibo, but that just sends him off again, doubling over as Yibo folds his arms. Fuck off, Yibo says, but the corner of his mouth is turning up in a grin. I like them. I know you do, Xiao Zhan gasps between deep, hysterical breaths. I know you do, which is why I'm dying. The jeans are not the problem, exactly. The jeans fit, which is more than Xiao Zhan can say about half the outfits he winds up in on these press junkets, and they're distressed enough to complement the artfully torn t-shirt. No. The problem, and what is causing Xiao Zhan to lose his goddamn mind just off the soundstage, is what is written on the jeans. My cock is gluten-free? He manages, hiccuping. God, look at what you do to me. Yibo, honey, tell me you did not write that on there yourself. Yibo raises his chin, grin spreading. Like I have time for arts and crafts? You're such a fucking liar, Xiao Zhan says fondly, as his breathing finally slows. Come on, turn around, let me see. Yibo turns obligingly as Xiao Zhan steps closer, peering at the English phrases carefully inked into the washed-out denim. Some of them are fairly innocuous. Fun and water don't leave him doubled over in any case. And they certainly don't catch his breath in the way what's written around the back pocket does. Xiao Zhan traces his finger over pull me down and fuck me, high on the back of Yibo's thigh. Yibo shivers. Careful with that, Xiao Zhan murmurs. I know you want to look like an invitation, but someone might get the wrong idea. Yibo glances back over his shoulder, eyes dark. Or the right one, he says, meaningfully. And Xiao Zhan grins. That you're a virgin who can't dress himself? Ow! He says, as Yibo's elbow gets him right in the gut. Hey, I'm just calling it like I see it. Not my fault you haven't managed to get laid yet. Yibo turns around, and now they're standing very close. Far too close for propriety, but definitely close enough for Xiao Zhan to feel the heat radiating off his body. Isn't it? Yibo says. And Xiao Zhan is going to have something really snappy to say in just a minute. He's just distracted by the subtle shine of gloss on Yibo's lips. A throat clears somewhere to his left, and Xiao Zhan blinks, drawing in a breath like he's surfacing from deep water. Camera B has a cracked lens, the floor manager says brusquely. We're replacing it, but this is pushing us behind schedule. Don't wander off. We'll need you the second we've got the new machine in place. She nods and moves off, already speaking into her headset. Xiao Zhan glances at Yibo. Yibo raises his eyebrows. God. Xiao Zhan rolls his eyes and grabs Yibo by the wrist, dragging him back toward the dressing rooms. You're the worst. I'm your favorite, Yibo corrects smugly, letting himself be towed along. And the hell of it is, he's not even wrong. No point in telling him that, though. His head is big enough as it is. His grin obnoxiously self-satisfied, as Xiao Zhan closes the door and sets the flimsy lock behind them. He backs Yibo up against the wall, and Yibo's eyes go wide as Xiao Zhan slides his hands under that tissue-thin shirt. It hurts, Yibo. It hurts me to see you like this, he murmurs playfully, leaning in and enjoying the way Yibo's hips buck against his. So here's how this is going to work. I'm going to blow you, and if you can keep your voice down enough that we don't get caught, we can talk about a continuation in your hotel room tonight. Deal? Deal, Yibo says instantly, and mimes zipping his lips shut. He opens them almost immediately on a gasp, as Xiao Shan's fingers slide to the front of his jeans, hips arching up as Xiao Shan undoes Ibo's belt. "Voice down," Xiao Shan reminds him, because sometimes Ibo doesn't hear things the first time, and drops to his knees. He's going to have to be fast about this. Someone's going to come looking for them sooner or later, and while Ibo deserves time and attention, Xiao Shan would be lying if the thought of sucking him off fast and dirty and then watching Ibo blink his way through interviews afterwards didn't have its appeal. Besides, while Xiao Shan hates to reward bad behavior, Ibo's invitations are becoming increasingly unsubtle, and Xiao Shan is having a hard time remembering why he thought he should turn them down in the first place. However, on his knees, with Ibo's rapidly stiffening cock in his hand, doesn't seem like the place that's going to provide him with any illumination, so Xiao Shan mentally shrugs and leans in. Ibo's cock is smooth and velvety over his tongue, and when Ibo curses soft and fervent above him, Xiao Shan rolls his eyes up to see. Ibo's eyes are wide, lips parted, his face painted in something rapidly seesawing between awe and panic. Oh, shit. Xiao Shan pulls off, ignoring Ibo's frustrated sputter. Oh my god, you really are a virgin. Ibo blinks. I never said I wasn't. Are you stopping? He asks, tone rising in panic. Fuck. Xiao Shan should. Ibo deserves better than this. He should have a nice first time, not a quick blowjob in a dressing room with a lock that's more of a suggestion than a reality. On a set, where both of them have to be professional, in short order. Zhangge. Zhangge. Ibo looks like he's 2 seconds away from combusting. It's not a bad look. Eyes set with desperation and color high in his cheeks. You wouldn't. He wouldn't, Xiao Shan realizes with a faint sense of despair. He won't. Not least because enduring Ibo's subsequent pout for the rest of the day is honestly more than one man can reasonably be expected to take. We're not done talking about this, he warns, but he's leaning back in even as he says it. They still have to be fast, but fortunately, Ibo's inexperience, Xiao Shan decides to call it, is working in his favor here. Between his age and the other thing, he won't last long. Xiao Shan will take him apart and put him back together in record time. Xiao Shan will just make it up to Ibo later, and will resolutely ignore the way first time, first time, first time is rolling around in his head. Ibo doesn't look like he minds, though, not with his lips parted on a heaving breath and one hand tentatively reaching out. Xiao Shan diverts it from sinking into his hair by lacing his fingers with Ibo's. He squeezes them in encouragement, and Ibo gasps out a soft, fuck, as he lets his hips roll up into Xiao Shan's mouth. Xiao Shan wraps his free hand firmly around the base of Ibo's dick, keeping the thrusts short and light. He can't let Ibo wreck his throat, not before they go on camera, but he makes a mental note for later. He drags his tongue firmly up the underside, and Ibo bites his knuckle, making a muffled sound as his cock jerks in Xiao Shan's mouth. Xiao Shan swallows quickly, keeping his lips firmly wrapped around Ibo's dick, until he's sure Ibo is done. And when Ibo sags against the wall, Xiao Shan lets him go, coughing a little. Ibo's eyes flick to him immediately. Are you? Xiao Shan waves him down, pushing himself up and brushing off the knees of his pants. Best not to advertise what they've been doing. He clears his throat again. It'll pass. Do I sound weird? He leans toward the mirror to check his face. If he has to go back to hair and makeup, he might as well wear a sign that says, I popped Juan Ibo's blowjob cherry. You always sound weird, Ibo replies immediately, and then looks a little shamefaced when Zhao Zhang glances at him in the mirror. I mean, no, you sound fine. Fuck. He says almost reverently. We're doing that again, right? You did say tonight. He adds quickly, when Zhao Zhan turns back toward him. You did say that. I did say that, Zhao Zhan says. And he even finds himself looking forward to it, when the intercom over their head crackles to life. Zhao Zhan and Wan Yibo to sound stage one. The harassed-sounding voice echoes between them as they stare at each other wide-eyed. Zhao Zhan and Wan Yibo report to sound stage one. Yibo hisses through his teeth and stuffs himself back in his pants, shoulder-checking Zhao Zhan out of the way to inspect himself in the mirror. Zhao Zhan lets him. He looks fine. A little rosy-cheeked, but it looks good on him. But Zhao Zhan knows Yibo won't be satisfied unless he sees for himself. We've gotta go, Zhao Zhan reminds him. And Yibo makes a face at him in the mirror. Yibo turns around, straightens, and suddenly he's right up in Zhao Zhan's space, smelling faintly of hair product and whatever cologne he's repping this week. Tonight? He asks. And Zhao Zhan bites his cheek to keep from laughing at the eagerness Yibo tries to bury. Tonight, he confirms. Yibo sways forward a centimeter on his toes, and something turns over in Zhao Zhan's chest. Zhao Zhan and Wan Yibo! The intercom starts up again, and Yibo curses, jerking back. He brushes past Zhao Zhan, then pauses with his hand on the doorknob. Coming? He asks over his shoulder, grin stretching up, and Zhao Zhan rolls his eyes. I'm not touching that, he says, and Yibo laughs as he opens the door. You will, though, he says with the easy good cheer of the freshly laid. You promised. Zhao Zhan rolls his eyes again, for show, but when Yibo heads out into the hallway, back to responsibilities and careers and the kind of inanity only an entertainment journalist can dream up, he follows. He has a promise to keep, and, if the evening goes well, a pair of jeans to ruin. Well. Zhao Zhan smiles to himself, eyeing the play of denim over Yibo's ass. Either the jeans, or their owner, or both. He'll see where the night takes him.